Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bedspreads.com compiled the list after they found that more than 17,000 infants born between 2000 and 2021 were all given the same name as a certain sports figure. So they decided, let's take a gander and see if we can't find anybody else who might have been named after a sports figure.
Shaw.
Which brings us to
the Men's Room Top 10.
The top 10 baby names inspired by sports stars. My dad was a fan of croquet players. My mom loved racehorses. So my actual legal name is Robert Reginald Fulford Bamford, Brigadier Gerard Milreef.
Yeah, no one names their kids after horses.
How did they fit that onto the birth certificate?
I named you Secretariat.
Yeah. Oh.
What is American Pharaoh? That's your name.
Seabiscuit.
So what's your daughter's name? Seabiscuit. So, and we spell it with the letter C, dash biscuit.
As far as these names go, who do you guys think would be a sports figure, a sports star that has reached the pinnacle enough to where they would have people name their child after them?
LeBron James.
Kobe.
How long ago?
Michael Jordan, but Michael doesn't necessarily let you know that they're named after.
Because I feel like Kobe. Say, Kobe's got to be on that list.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Okay. So here are your top 10 baby names inspired by sports stars. Number 10 being the name Tiger.
Oh.
For Tiger Woods. Right. 810 names in the span of 20 years.
I would never think of calling my kid Tiger.
But I would not think of doing it, but it's not the worst name.
It also, because of who he is and what he does.
Sure.
It seems completely normal. I could never go to somebody's house I didn't know and go, yeah, it's my kid Tiger. Like, right. Well, what's his name, though?
It is a very sports name.
But it's not even Tiger Woods' name.
It's not?
No, he has a name I can't remember what his real first name is.
He was not named
But
Tiger.
That's the thing. So you'll name your kid Tiger in honor of Tiger Woods. Meanwhile, Tiger Woods is like, that is not my name.
I'm Billy.
Right.
I'm Billy Woods.
Number nine.
Are they all like specific names like that? Because Thrill's right. Like, you might have named him Michael after Michael Jordan. But
no
like,
one would know. Or you could say Tom after Tom Brady.
These are fairly... Well,
you'll know.
Like Michael B. Jordan, I'm sure you knew Michael Jordan was there before he was. So you're doing that as an homage, right?
Sure. Number 9, King James himself. There were 1,112 LeBrons.
Right. So you named after LeBron, like, of course.
Right. It's one of those where it's not quite on the level of Oprah, but you know who I'm talking about.
You know who it is if you say LeBron.
When I say at number 8, 1,719 children were named Marshawn.
Okay.
Huh.
Our boy Marshawn Lynch got a lot of honors there. But this is between 2000 and 2021, how all these names went. These are the top 10 baby names inspired by sports stars. At number 7, 1,876 Venuses were born.
Oh, yeah, okay. For Venus Williams.
Or Venus de Milo, but I'll go Venus Williams.
Venus is kind of a strong name, though, too.
It is.
If somebody said, this is my daughter Venus, I'm a sports nerd, so I might go straight to Venus Williams.
But I would assume that she's going to be a bet. If you name your son Tiger and you name your daughter Venus, like, all right, you have big expectations. Even if it has nothing to do with the sports people, those are some power names.
And I also feel like if you named your daughter Venus, if I was to go into your house, I could tell that you watch tennis.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's just that aesthetic that's in there that says you watch tennis.
You watch tennis, yeah.
Number 6, there were 2,144 Floyds.
As in Mayweather. I'm not a fan of his. He, as a boxing fan, I recognize that he is outstanding.
Absolutely.
I would not name my kid Floyd.
No.
It's a horrible name.
Not many
name.
People can pull off Floyd.
No. That's why they call him Floyd Mayweather.
Right.
I mean, I had like an uncle that was like, you know what I mean? Like my cousins were second or third cousins, but they lived in our neighborhood. And his dad's name, we just called him Floyd. It wasn't even his name.
And like Floyd.
Right. And like you'd always find him hanging out at the 7-Eleven, mm-hmm. talking all to right. the cashier. Like, I mean, I feel like he lived like the Floyd lifestyle.
All right.
Oh, by the wood.
By the wood.
Jesus. Tiger Woods' real first name?
Eldrick.
Yeah, because well, no wonder he has a nickname.
Yeah.
Right, because I think he's a junior. Yeah. Right. That's why I go by Ted, just because I didn't want to be a junior my whole life.
Hence Floyd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Mayweather Jr. Dad's like, I hate my name. My son will hate his name, too.
I can imagine in that family, that's how it went.
Right. Yeah.
Number five, 4,102 baby Carlys. Carly Lloyd.
That's the only soccer one. Player?
Oh, yeah,
soccer
yeah okay. Player.
Okay. That was the only one that I was not positive what sport we were in.
Have these people said, hey, we specifically named it after Carly Lloyd, or are they just counting Carlys as Carly Lloyd fans?
Not positive, Ted.
That's why some of the real names are a little bit tougher. Like, I have a cousin, Carly, but she obviously wasn't named after Carly Lloyd because she's almost 40.
right.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
She's from the future. She can predict it.
Yeah.
She knows what's up.
I'm named after a future star.
At number four, there were 4,397 Crosbys.
After Sidney Crosby.
Huh. Sidney Crosby.
I was going to go the same, like, yeah,
Mary. So nobody went Sidney, they went Crosby.
Right.
How do you, if you're that person, like you say, well, man, I'm so honored that so many people have chosen to name their child after me because they admire me, but you picked my last name because my first name sucked.
To Ted's point, I believe that it stands out more as an honor to Sidney Crosby if you name them Crosby. I'm sure that there's a handful of Sidneys out there that also could have that claim to fame.
I also just don't, I feel like almost all the Sidneys I know are women.
I mean, I know one, and it's Meg's wife, right?
Right.
Right.
So that definitely leans woman for me. After that, I don't
know if I know any other Sidneys.
I don't. Other than
Portier.
I mean, I do female-wise.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what they used to say. I was named after Sidney Poitier.
There you go.
I can see the resemblance.
If I say it, they're like, Poitier.
Yeah. Right. I'm saying if so I said different. It, it's like, oh, yeah. Man, my son looked a lot like him when he was a baby. What the hell did your son look like when he was a baby? Is that your son?
Is that your kid?
I don't think it is.
Right?
Number three, 10,620 Serenas were born between 2020 and 2021. All right. So.
Venus and
Serena. Hey, man, so Venus and Serena get in.
Mm-hmm. Well, sure. Sweet. And then at number two, 12,211 Beckhams were born. But yet again,
yep.
It could be David in honor of David Beckham. Right. However, Beckham and
not a bad name.
No, it's not. I was thinking the same thing. Beckham is just
kind of a cool name.
It's a good name.
It's funny. Somebody here goes, the number one is George Foreman, just his kids.
That's born in the last 20 years. Do you know that he has daughters named George Foreman?
Yeah.
It's not just his son. It's everybody.
He does not.
Yes. He has seven kids, you know what? I believe, but they're all named
George. You kind of stress over like trying to find the name, you know, and all that stuff. But I had a general interest in it. So it didn't really stress me out. I was pretty happy. He's got no worries. It's going to be George.
Yeah, George. Barry.
George.
Yeah.
Bam. But this is without a doubt the number one name that is inspired by sports stars.
Kobe.
Yeah, you guys absolutely nailed it. It's Kobe Bryant.
Ah, okay.
Okay.
It's got to be.
How about the beef? I'm named after the beef.
I was going to say, yeah. Like
never watched basketball day in my life.
No beef, but
that's.
We're going to call him Wagyu.
If you had two kids. Would you name them Kobe and Angus?
She massaged the stomach while the baby was in the womb.
Because you could say, like, hey, I love AC/DC. I love the L.A. Lakers. But they're named Kobe and Angus. Because I'm thinking food.
Right?
Kobe's a strong name, though.
It is a good, strong name.
Yeah. It could also be swapped for a dog. I feel like I've met a couple Kobe dogs.
We've actually got a Seattle Seahawk who we drafted this year that was named in honor of Kobe Bryant.
Really? I met a waiter one night.
His name is Kobe Bryant.
He was the busboy. And he was like, yeah, my name's Kobe. And, like, me and my friend, before we could say anything, he's like, no, not Kobe Bryant. So we were like, oh, are your parents soccer fans? And he's like, yes, because they had named him after Kobe Jones.
You know the difference? If your name's Kobe, you say, my name's Kobe. We'll assume it's about, if it's called Kobe, you're named after the steak.
The hard head. Yeah. Yeah. So a whopping.
He was Kobe, and his sister's name, I think, was Mia. After Mia Hamm. So I was like, all right, your family really likes soccer.
Can't wait till she's a mother. She'll be Mama Mia.
Oh, hey.
Hey, look, I knew a black dude named Tom, and I'm like, don't have a niece or a nephew. It's just Uncle Tom.
And Tom can't control that.
He has nothing to do with him.
Do not call me uncle.
Right. Right. Look your brother in the eye and be like, no sex with your wife for me forever.
Does that mean you're calling the cops on us?
Oh. Traitor.
Damn. For taking the last piece of pizza.
A whopper.
I only joked with him once because he was a big dude.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He didn't find it as funny as I did.
He was tired of it.
You don't say.
Oh, yeah. I was like, well, yeah, joke's over.
I did it one time. Me and Miles were doing an event on like a Sunday morning. And it's like, it's a Seahawks game. There's giveaways. And Richard won. I said, you mind if I call you Dick? And he goes, yes.
Oh.
Richard, here is your prize.
There you go.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
The last time you'll refer to me is that.
Right, we should leave.
Whopping 17,071 Kobes were born in the last 20 years.
Well, again, that to me is just a cool name. So that works even if you don't care about basketball.
Sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.